Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Jay Pike, head coach of the Pella wrestling team, finishing the day on a really strong note. Logan Bruxford came in as a 14 seed, maybe a little underseeded in your mind, with a big win over Noah Nolan, who he lost to earlier in the year. What a way to finish day one and to have a guy advancing into the winner's bracket.
Yeah, he's in such great headspace right now mentally, just wrestling the best he's ever wrestled in his 4 years here in the high school. And putting it all together, you know, winning a rematch like that's huge for confidence wise, and just knowing that this is, you know, he's right where he needs to be. And I love where we're at now and who we get to go compete against next. And so it's a great start for him.
Well, you knew coming out of your district, especially with Southeast Polk there and some top guys, that you were going to be tested. And obviously, Logan really showing up here and showing why he probably is one of the best in the state. And how exciting was that to see him learning from previous matches and his experience even last week and applying that here today?
Yeah, it's just being smart. And he's got a crazy style that it doesn't matter how many people across the state know, it's tough to stop. He's wrestling it so well, getting to exactly where he needs to be, ties. Staying in great position on top. It's just when he's on bottom, staying controlled, compact, and then waiting for that right time to get out of there. It's great for him. It's fun to watch.
Four other guys fall in their opening matches. They still get to wrestle coming up on Thursday, but I'm sure a lot of learning that happened. Hunter was obviously really close in his match and had a chance to advance, but all those guys have the chance in the blood round now. Your thoughts about what those other four guys need to do, learning from today, especially for some of them, their first time on this mat, and the things you want to see them do to get them to Friday?
Yeah, you're going through it. We got a freshman, we have a first-year wrestler at 190, and then we got Hunter and Braden that haven't seen a lot of haven't seen a ton over the past few years of varsity time. Hunter's seen some last year, but it's just experience, and that takes you a long ways. And I'm excited to see him bounce back tomorrow. Hunter was right there in his match and wrestled a good kid, you know. And we got some tough draws as far as seeding goes, but now it's our time to battle tomorrow. So we'll see how it goes.
And then a really cool moment as well, the Ritzert brothers getting to join here at state. I know it was really awesome at districts to see them advance and join older brother Peyton, who is obviously one of the first wrestlers in this new round of 24 qualifier. How cool is that to see that family tradition continue, especially for both of them that are pretty young wrestlers?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. I love it for them. You know, the Ritzerts now have three wrestlers they've all qualified for state, and the best part is we get them both to come back for another year for Brecken and three more with Hudson, you know. And so it's just that first time out there kind of gets shell-shocked a little bit, and I think they know that, and I think they're ready to bounce back and win some matches tomorrow and keep advancing through the rest of the week.
And for a guy like Braden, right, sudden victory to even get here, definitely an underdog at districts to get here, what a cool moment for him and a springboard for what's ahead for him.
I went out there and I mean, that match was not that close when we wrestled that Braddock right before Christmas, you know. But he fought tooth and nail, was out there attacking, looking for his shots, and that's all we can ask for. And Braddock was a great wrestler, and somebody went out there, proved that this is where he needs to be, and he deserves to be here.
Awesome. Great start, especially for Logan, who will be wrestling in the round of eight coming up tomorrow. Jay Pike, appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you.